Hi, everyone. I'm Stephanie Sachs, and welcome to Stirring the Pot. Here at Stirring the Pot, we bring together the best minds in food, nutrition, and health. Each week, we share a recipe, good food brands, great conversation, and lots of tips to make your life healthier. It's our goal to inform and inspire when it comes to my lifelong passion. As a kid, I was often sick, and doctors weren't giving me the answers I needed. So I learned to use food to help me get well and feel better. I went to culinary school, became a chef, then earned a master's degree in nutrition. Now I help people get healthy and stay healthy by understanding what they're eating and why. So reach out to me with any questions, and we'll stir the pot together. Stirring the Pot, where nutritious always meets delicious. Support for Stirring the Pot is provided in part by Naturopathic Healing Arts Center and Spa, East Hampton Dental Group, Hampton Jitney, and Saunders & Associates. Stirring the Pot. Today's show is TEDx, Changing the Way We Eat. And I'll be speaking with Diane Hatz, sustainable food visionary and host of TEDx Manhattan. But before we dive into that, here's Drive Through Nutrition. In a fast-paced world of bad food choices, how can you make better ones? In other words, what can you tweak in your day-to-day to make a difference in your health? I was at a local coffee shop last week, and someone that I know, knowing what I do for a living, asked if eating one egg a day is okay. So this is the deal, folks. When it comes to eggs, the biggest myth is that their high cholesterol content, that's 185 milligrams per egg, roughly, can tip your internal scale. Think again. It's typically not the dietary cholesterol from the eggs that do the harm. It's the high fat and sugar consumption that contributes to elevated cholesterol in most people. Sometimes it's hereditary. And according to the American Heart Association, one egg a day or seven in a week is just fine. Focus on curbing your fat and sugar intake. If you want to be on Drive Through Nutrition to address your questions or concerns, email me at info@stephaniesachs.com. Join the conversation on air. It could make a difference in your health. You're listening to Stirring the Pot with Stephanie Sachs on WPPB 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, Southampton, New York, serving the east end of Long Island and southern Connecticut. Now on to the good brand of the week.
What did you bring me this time?
Oh, well, you know, I have a special, special treat for you. It's not a brand yet, but maybe someday it will be a brand. Mm. But then I actually bought a brand for you also. This is my granola that I made this weekend.
I have heard about this granola.
And folks, you will be able to get the recipe in my book that will be out sometime next year. But why don't you taste that?
Mm. Oh, it's really good.
Is it?
It's
Do you like it?
There's a little bit of honey in there, it feels like, something is bringing out the sweet.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not too sweet. It's just right.
Oh, good. I'm glad you like it.
And that's coming from me.
That's coming from you. That's coming from the guy who probably grew up on muesli and granola in Iceland.
I did.
Okay, but my real brand for the week is a sweet treat.
Mm.
Okay. And it's from Justin's All Natural. Justin's is this awesome company that makes peanut butter for people who are like transitioning from Skippy to something that's completely pure and natural like Maranatha.
Wait, Skippy is in pure and natural?
Ha ha. Although they do have a natural line now.
Right.
Day late, dollar short.
Mm.
So this is a Snicker-like bar.
Oh.
Because, see, not only do they make peanut butter and peanut butter pouches and almond butter and all of that, they make peanut butter cups, almond butter cups, and they make candy bars.
They make candy bars.
And you get to try this. I figure I'll give you something sweet because of the holidays.
Oh, thank you, Stephanie. This is really, really, really good.
So it's milk chocolate, peanuts, caramel, and nougat. And, you know, it's got a fairly extensive ingredient list, but it's got, you know, fairly purest ingredients. And so it's the better candy bar.
I can peel it apart and see the different layers in here. This is very, very good. I love the nougat. It just makes it right.
Well, and I would actually take a bite, but you yelled at me last week because I had something in my mouth on air. So I won't. I'll just sit and stare at it until after the show. But you can learn about Justin's at justins.com, and you can find these bars at you know, a lot of the healthier markets, and you can find their peanut butter cups and their peanut butter pouches, and I urge you to check them out.
Is this something I can give to my son?
It is. They're great stocking stuffers.
Oh, that is perfect. And his mom can't say anything?
Right, no. Well, you can just tell her it's for me.
Right, okay.
Filled with pickup trucks. Got old Hank cranking way up now. Got coolers in the back, tailgates down. There's a big fire burning, but don't be alarmed. It's just country boys and girls getting down on the farm.
And now it's time for our guest. I met Diane Hatz when she was at the helm of Grace, one of my favorite food and water watchdogs. She had just produced The Meatrix, the critically acclaimed award-winning animated film about factory farming. And as a creative marketing visionary and social entrepreneur, Diane Hatz formulates, develops, and implements innovative solutions to problems relating to food and farming. She's always up to something remarkable. She's the host and licensee for TEDx Manhattan, Changing the Way We Eat, an annual independently organized TED event around sustainable food and farming. Diane is also the founder and executive director of Change Food, a nonprofit program that raises public awareness and educates consumers about problems with the U.S. food system, always promoting sustainable solutions that all people have access to healthy, nutritious food. Diane Hatz, a great pleasure to have you stir the pot with me.
Thank you, Stephanie.
So nice to have you here. So how did you become so passionate about changing the way we eat?
Well, about 15 years ago, I got a job at a nonprofit that at the time was called the Global Resource Action Center for the Environment, or GRACE, which you just mentioned.
Yes.
It's now known as the GRACE Communications Foundation. But I was coming from the music industry, and I didn't know anything about the food system. I mean, to be honest, I didn't even know what a nonprofit was. So my first job was to help a group of consultants around the country who were trying to stop the spread of factory farms. And when what I learned about industrial agriculture and factory farming shocked me. I mean, I think today most people know what a factory farm is, but animals are raised in horrible conditions, antibiotics are overused, harms done to the environment, and there's so many other problems. So when I saw how broken our food system is, I became passionate about trying to raise awareness about the problems and the solutions so that everyone could have access to healthy, nutritious food.
I mean, we met right when you were doing The Meatrix, and you are so well-respected in this change food space for all that you do to keep this conversation alive. What are some of the most notable projects, obviously including your new organization, but The Meatrix itself and also TED?
Well, The Meatrix was the first big project that I did, and it's a lot of people get confused with The Matrix. Actually, it's an online animated film, and it's a spoof of The Matrix.
Yes.
It came out in 2003, which people don't realize. It was before YouTube and Facebook were even invented.
Yeah.
So it went viral via email. We lost count after 20 million views.
It's so unbelievable. And you have two or three versions were there.
We did three films.
Oh, I love it.
And this is actually the 10-year anniversary of The Meatrix, the launch of the original Meatrix, which is unbelievable to believe it's been 10 years already.
Right, and that's when we met. I was still in graduate school at the time, so
yeah.
We met way back then. And it's a great tool for kids. I've shown it to my kids, and I've showed it to some of my kids' friends, and it's really such a great tool to wake people's senses up to what's going on with our food system.
Yeah, and it's funny because when we did The Meatrix, it was done as a tool to market the Eat Well Guide, which is another program I co-founded.
Right.
And the Eat Well Guide is this online directory where you just put in your zip code and it brings up farms, stores, restaurants, and other sustainable outlets in your area.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought that The Meatrix would be a great way to promote the Eat Well Guide. And the Eat Well Guide was done to help market and promote Sustainable Table, which was an online platform for people to learn about issues around sustainable agriculture. And they're all still existing. I'm not involved with them anymore, but they're still part of the Grace Communications Foundation.
But you are on to some amazing things. So this amazing TEDx event, I love the word amazing, obviously, but this, I'm so enthused by this TEDx event in New York. And I think you're going on to your fourth year, right?
Yes. 2014 will be our fourth year. I moved on from Grace and co-founded the Glenwood Institute for Sustainable Food and Farming, which the biggest thing that came out of that was TEDx Manhattan. So the Institute closed down about 8 months ago, but I've recently founded and am the executive director, like you mentioned in the intro, of a new nonprofit called Change Food.
Okay.
So the work that I'm doing right now with Change Food is to take the videos and to take what comes out of TEDx Manhattan and to market it to a broader public. So I'm still working to raise public awareness about food and farming, but we're looking to do course materials, discussion guides, curricula, any educational material around talks that speakers give at TEDx Manhattan, and then we're marketing them to educational centers. Schools, hopefully, but also a lot of farms have educational components to them.
Yeah.
Co-ops, places like that. We're trying to get word out and promote the videos of the talks more.
So for those people who don't know what TED Talks are, could you explain what they are and what TEDx is?
Sure.
Sort of a birth of or out of TED.
TEDx is an offshoot of the TED conferences, and TED Talks come from the TED conferences. So several years ago, the TED conference started giving out licenses free of charge to people around the world who wanted to put on TED-like events. And I got permission to do TEDx Manhattan, which focuses on sustainable food and farming. TED itself stands for Technology, Entertainment, and Design. So 25 years ago when it started, the focus was on those three areas, but since then, it's branched out to cover many, many, many areas. I mean, you can find videos of the talks from the conference online at TED.com.
Right. I mean, and some of these talks are some of the most game-changing talks that you will ever listen to when it comes to education, when it comes to food.
Yeah.
So many things that you can go on and watch. One of my favorites is Dan Barber's How I Fell in Love with Fish.
Everybody should watch that video. Amazing.
Everybody. And also Anna LaPay's Food Marketing to Children, which was last year at TEDx in the City.
Yes, TEDx Manhattan.
What do you have lined up for this year?
So this year, our big draw, I would say, for this year is Tom Colicchio, who is the star of Top Chef.
Yep.
He's going to be speaking about hunger and food policy. We also have Myra Goodman. She's the co-founder of Earthbound Farm. Mm-hmm. If you go into basically any grocery store now and you buy organic lettuce in one of those clamshells,
yes, yeah,
it's usually Earthbound.
Yes, it is.
And I just read that they sold for $600 million to White Wave. So she's going to be speaking about how big organic is not bad, because there is some controversy in the food movement about large organic operations. And I felt... Yeah, and I felt she needed time on stage to explain to people why big organic can be good.
I think that that's a great perspective to offer the audience.
I do, too. I'm really looking forward to her talk. We also have Peggy New. She's the head of the Monday campaigns. I don't know if you've heard of Meatless Monday.
Of course. I've had the Meatless Monday folks on the show.
Oh, fantastic.
As well as Tom Colicchio's wife, who is on the show for Hunger.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
He's going to get into the hunger and food policy area. And then Peggy New is from Meatless Monday.
Yeah.
She's going to be talking about how Meatless Monday turned into a movement. So she's not just going to talk about Meatless Monday itself, but she's going to get into how Meatless Monday became this huge international global movement.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Now, one of the most interesting people, and this is a short talk, but her name is Megan Miller, and the company, I think they might have changed names, but it was Chirp. She makes flour out of crickets, and the crickets are raised sustainably. And she believes that our protein sources have to diversify and that crickets are a really good way to get protein. So she's going to give food samplings at the event, cookies and muffins made from crickets.
Okay, I definitely will eat that when I'm there this year. I will try it.
I'm a vegetarian, and I might even try it.
Oh, that's great. Okay, well, we will be right back to continue this conversation with Diane Hatz, the woman responsible for TEDx Manhattan, changing the way we eat. Thank you. You're listening to Stirring the Pot with Stephanie Sachs on WPPB 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, Southampton, New York, serving the East End of Long Island and Southern Connecticut. I'm Stephanie Sachs, and with me is Diane Hatz of Change Food and the passion behind TEDx Manhattan. And we were just talking about some of the speakers you have lined up. And one of my favorite people is going to be speaking, I know, Andrew Gunther.
Yes.
And I would love for you to tell us a little bit more about what he's going to be talking about and some of the other folks you have lined up.
Great. So Andrew is the head of Animal Welfare Approved, and he is going to talk about how good intentions went bad, meaning he believes that the industrial food system started out with good intentions when they started industrial agriculture,
right,
but it all went bad. So he's going to explain the history behind it and what's happened. So that should be a really interesting talk.
And that's a nice perspective.
Yes.
Really yes. Nice perspective. Anyone else that you want to boast about?
I'm very excited about Matt Moore.
Okay.
Matt Moore is a farmer in Phoenix, and he's also an artist, and he's going to talk about social change artists and the food movement and how they can relate to each other more and how we can get more crossover between the two worlds.
That's very smart. So how do you choose your speakers, Diane?
Well, because I've been working in this field for 15 years, I know a lot of people. So some people we reach out to and invite, but the most important way we find people is we have an open speaker call. So every May or June the year before, so May, June 2014, we will be looking for speakers for 2015. We open it up to anybody. People fill out an application. We research them. We try to see them if we can. And we make the selection based on that. One of the things that I look for is a diversity of topics. So we don't want to have everybody talking about the same thing.
Exactly.
So that's part of my job, is to look for the balance between the speakers and what they're saying. This year, there seems to be a little theme coming out, or I'm sorry, for 2014.
Right.
There's a little theme coming out, which there's going to be a lot of talk about the movement and building the movement and making the movement big, the food movement bigger.
Right.
Which I think we're at that point right now where we need to capitalize the F&M and food movement and work together more closely and to find ways to collaborate more effectively. And hopefully TEDx Manhattan can be part of that.
I think that's a great, great idea. Now, last year was my first year at the event, and I was really blown away because it's not just, you know, you enter a facility, you sit down and you hear a bunch of people speak. I mean, you come in, there's a wonderful start to the run of show, and then you go in, you hear people speak, you have a delicious meal by Mary Cleaver.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to describe this run of show for our listeners, because I do think that people should try to attend if they can or tune in.
Yeah, at this point, getting in person is very difficult. We're really encouraging people to have viewing parties or to watch it online. We'll be webcasting it for free. And if you just go to the TEDxManhattan.org website, you can find out all the information you need. But having said that, if someone is very passionate and really feel they need to be there in person, they should apply. Even the audience has to apply to attend.
Right, everybody does.
Everybody. So it's not just the speakers that are important. The people in the audience are just as important. So we start the day off with like a light breakfast, and it's a networking event. And one of the big things that are stressed are that people talk to each other and that people meet strangers. And a lot of connections have come out of this, and a lot of people have started projects with other people by just randomly talking to them in the coffee line.
Right.
So we have that, and then we incorporate music into it. In 2014, we're going to have the Jen Chapin Band. It's going to be
Yay.
A house band. Yeah, so we're very excited to welcome them.
We love Jen Chapin.
We definitely love Jen Chapin. So they will be supplying music. One of our speakers, Clint Smith, is actually a slam poet, so he's going to be doing some poetry for us, and he does it around the food system. And then we're planning to have an artist graft a tree that will be up on stage, and he's going to show a short film. So we have short films, we have music, we have live speakers, and we have the breaks where people get a chance to talk to each other.
Wow. And that meal is definitely something to write home about.
Everyone raves about the meal. Mary Cleaver and the Cleaver Company are like the most amazing caterers.
I know. You know, she came on the show a few weeks ago for your sustainable holiday table and just mouthwatering conversation. So what are some of the things that come out of each event? I mean, you're saying it's a networking event. You've talked about your vision for change, you know, for this TEDx event and sort of the collaborative change that you want in the food movement. But what are some of the tangible things that have come out so far?
Very simply, we do DVDs of all the talks, so we give them out free of charge to anybody who wants them. We put them online free of charge also. So some of them have actually gotten onto the TED.com website.
Right.
So they, some of them have been seen millions of times at this point.
Oh, right.
Now, as I just mentioned, it's really important that we have breaks and that people network and meet each other at the event. So we actually poll people when they apply and ask them if anything has come out of the event for them. And there's no way I can go through all the responses we've gotten, because so many amazing projects and collaborations have come out of people meeting each other at the event.
I mean, I can say that from last year, how much has come out of it for me just going for that, for the day. What a wonderful experience that was. How many people I reconnected with and people that I met for the first time and have formed relationships and liaises with where we're working together.
Right. And I mean, just one quick example, Mary Cleaver, who we just talked about.
Right.
She met Wari Price from the Battery Conservancy at TEDx Manhattan, and that led to her and Green Table having a kiosk down at Battery Park.
Right. Oh, wow. Okay. So I have a question for you, because you'd mentioned the viewing parties, that now, you know, people really can't get into the actual event. What does it mean to set up a viewing party?
Viewing parties can be 2 people to 100 people. Some people just have them in their house. Some people rent out theaters. It's really up to each person's interpretation. What we try to encourage is that people watch the talks together with other people so they can have discussions.
Right.
If you're on your own, you can still watch the webcast. And there's a Facebook page that was created by fans of TEDx Manhattan called Changing the Way We Eat. And you can go on that Facebook page and carry on a conversation with people. Or on the live stream, there's also a place where you can live chat, live tweet, live talk to people. So you're able to actually interact with others while you're watching the talks. And we really encourage that, because part of the event is about people hearing what the speakers have to say, but just as important are people connecting with other people and letting other people know what they're doing in the food movement.
I couldn't agree with you more. Now, what are some of the other projects that you're currently involved with outside of TEDx right now?
A lot of what we're doing at Change Food is taking the materials and the work from TEDx Manhattan and marketing it to a broader public. We're also going to be putting on salons and possibly conferences around topics and issues brought up at TEDx Manhattan. So our first one, unfortunately, is going to be a private conference, but it's going to be a people getting together to discuss how we can work more collaboratively in the food movement.
Yeah, I think that's a fabulous place to start, where we can have some crossover in the conversation with sort of the health and wellness arena, with the food nutrition, with the food and ag, and really bring this conversation together to stop some of the fragmentation.
Right. And Allison Kane from Haven's Kitchen will be speaking at TEDx Manhattan about how we can bring the food movement together.
That's
great. And then
great. We're
trying to broaden it and be as inclusive as possible for this event that we're going to have probably May or June.
That's great. So now, Diane, quickly, where can people learn more about the event and all that you do?
Changefood.org.
Okay.
TEDxManhattan.org.
Great.
We also have Change Food and TEDx Manhattan Facebook pages. We're on Twitter at ChangeOurFood or TEDx Manhattan, and the hashtag is TEDxMan. And if you go to both the websites, there's mailing list you can sign up for.
Great. Well, I am so looking forward to TEDx Manhattan this coming March, and thank you for keeping the food conversation alive and moving forward.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Now it's time for the weekly Yum Coast to Coast with Sax and Katz.
Life is just a bowl of cherries. Don't make it serious. Life's too mysterious. The sweet things in life to you were just loaned, so how can you lose what you've never owned? Life is just a bowl of cherries, so live and laugh at it all.
Hello, Rebecca.
Hello, Stephanie Sachs.
How are you, darling?
I'm fine, and how are you?
Oh, I'm just dandy because I just moved in to my new kitchen.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
That's huge.
It's tiny, actually, not huge. But it's highly functional. And I have like this small 1940s cottage, and the kitchen was the last part to get renovated. And we finally did it. And it is so exciting.
You must be over the moon. And you know, it doesn't matter what size the kitchen is. It really matters how functional it is.
Ain't that the truth? And so I am looking at this pomegranate glaze in your longevity kitchen. And this gorgeous color is such a beautiful juxtaposition to my new white kitchen. And I want to know about this and where nutritious meets delicious.
Well, this is culinary crack. It's so good and it's so addictive. And really what it is it's pomegranate juice that's reduced down, which just means that it's cooked down into kind of a syrup.
How long does that take?
It takes maybe, about 10 minutes.
Oh, like, really? That's it?
Yeah, don't walk away too far. and then I add cinnamon sticks to it and a little bit of tomato paste. So you've got this, all these anti-inflammatory goodies going on in the pot. And pomegranates are super, super high in antioxidants. And they've been known to lower blood pressure.
Nice.
I know, but the taste is so outstanding. It is an instant yum. And I love drizzling it on chicken.
That's what I was going to ask.
Oh, yeah.
Turkey?
Turkey, lamb, I don't know.
This is like the nouveau cranberry sauce.
Yeah, it's like the new, it's the nouveau cranberry sauce.
Definitely do not forget to check out the weekly yum recipe this week. Could be perfect for your holiday table. Pomegranate glaze. And you can find it on my blog at stephaniesachs.com or in Rebecca's Longevity Kitchen. If you have never seen a TED Talk, I urge you to take a look. There are so many inspirational presentations on food and more. Some of my favorites, like I said to Diane, or Dan Barber's How I Fell in Love with Fish, and Anna LaPay's Food Marketing to Children. Check out some of the most notable foodie TED Talks by visiting foodtank.org and search for 24 TED Talks that will help save the food system. I'd like to thank my guest, Diane Hatz, Rebecca Katz, and to everybody who helps me stir the pot, including Geir Magnuson, James Blue Weiss, Amy Griggs Klieger, Lee Ritchie, and Nancy Atlas. Oh, and by the way, Nancy, speaking of, is playing on Friday the 20th. So that's this Friday at the Talkhouse at 8 o'clock. I urge you to go see her. And she's playing again on New Year's, too. To stay updated and informed and to keep this conversation going, sign up for my weekly blog at stephaniesachs.com. That's Stephanie with an F for food, pantry, rehab. Changing the way you eat is this week's title. And you can catch the weekly yum recipe on my blog as well. For next week, Kathy Swift, the mother of integrative nutrition and digestive health diva for the Healthy Detox, will be with us. This show would not be possible without the generous support of Hampton Jitney, Naturopathica Healing Arts Center and Spa, East Hampton Dental Group, and Saunders and Associates. And thank you for tuning in to WPPB 88.3 for Stirring the Pot, where nutritious always meets delicious.
Stirring the pot.